News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Central Bank of Ireland must end its facilitation of the sale of Israeli war bonds. That's the call being made at a protest set to take place at the Central Bank headquarters on North Wall Quay later today. Among those speaking at the protest is Stephen Bowen, who is Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland. And Stephen joins us now. Stephen, it is a relatively complex issue to wrap your head around. So can you just explain what it is that you have problems with?
Good morning, Anton. The detail is complicated, but the principle is really, I think, actually very, very, very simple, which is the State of Israel raises finance through the sale of bonds, and the Central Bank of Ireland has so far refused to stop having anything to do with those bonds. And really, the issue is very, very simple when put that way. So we all know that it's nearly 2 years now since the International Court of Justice, the world's highest court, ruled Israel's occupation illegal, required all states to stop doing anything which facilitated that illegal occupation. We have seen the genocide in Gaza continue unfolding under our eyes, and we can see that the State of Israel seems to be emboldened by the lack of impunity. And yet, when Israel tries to raise money to carry on that very expensive occupation, apartheid system and genocide, the state institution that is the Central Bank of Ireland is helping make it happen. It's facilitating it.
And as I understand it,
whatsoever to do.
At the heart of this, Stephen, is the transfer of the rights to sell these bonds to Luxembourg, which technically the central bank could block and therefore limit Israel's capacity to sell bonds in Europe. Now, the central bank governor, Gabriel Maklouf, has said the discretion that they have is, quotes, fettered by statute. We have to operate within the framework that is presented to us. And he said, we took the view that at the end of these days, if these securities were no longer going to be offered in Ireland, that we had no substantive legal standing to refuse the transfer of approval request. So what he is saying is that in essence, the law under which they operate constrains them from doing what you would wish.
Well, I hesitate to suggest the governor of the Bank of Ireland doesn't really know what he's doing. But it seems to me that we have a really, really big problem here. The International Court of Justice is the highest court in the world. It's made it really clear that states, including Ireland, have to stop facilitating the illegal acts of Israel. They have to stop recognizing the illegal acts of Israel. And what we have here is a very simple situation. When law like the International Commission of Justice is really clear, the governor of the Bank of Ireland treats it like smudges of ink on a piece of paper.
No, I should say, just for clarity, the Central Bank of Ireland.
Let me finish this. When the Bank of Ireland
Central Bank
when the central bank governor looks at some EU or Irish law governing some kind of harmonization of investment decisions, that law apparently is so powerful, he's powerless. No, international law is a supreme law that keeps us all safe. And it's really clear that the State of Ireland and the Governor of the Bank of Ireland have to have a course correction. Rather than finding a reason for inaction, they have to find a reason for action.
Okay.
You can go on to the Central Bank website. You can see how they advertise these Israeli bonds, how they say at this difficult time following October the 7th, we really need more investment. The State of Ireland and the Central Bank need to find a way of getting the hands of Ireland out of this sale of these blood bonds,
Stephen,
these genocide bonds.
Thank you. Stephen Brown there, who's Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland. If you want to get in touch, 53106 or 087 1400 106. And as I say, that protest to take place outside the Central Bank offices on North Wall Quay later today.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.